Welcome to Get Over It, the Intuitive Transformation Podcast for Exceptional 21st Century Living. Folks, we've got a wonderful show on today on crystals, and we're going to be speaking with Sharon McAllister, and her book is Awakening Your Crystals, Activate the Higher Potential of Healing Stones. Fascinating, fascinating book. You're going to absolutely love what we're going to talk about today, so get ready to take some notes. And then better still, after you listen to the podcast, go out and get the book because it's a keeper. It's one you're going to keep on your shelf and refer to often as you shift the energy of your life. Now, the information shared on Get Over It uses intuitive or pragmatic insight to help you break through blocks and release energy that is no longer needed. Yes, we're going to help you release your BS that is holding you back. But you know, I always ask the question, are you truly ready to? And by the way, folks, BS is belief system. Now, a bit about me for my new listeners. Intuitive since birth, I'm a third-generation intuitive with over 3 decades of experience helping people break through the blocks along their path. I'm a strategist for personal and professional transformation, revealing information which enables you to become a master builder of your life. I spent 25 successful years in corporate America as an executive sales professional, and I'm the founder of Healing Visions Ministries and the Northern California Children's Education Network, a 501c3 nonprofit. I authored Getting Your M&Ms, the Men and Money book, and Masterful Choices, the Key to Easy, Effective Change. I provide consultations and healings regarding relationships, business, career, money, and love that heal the mind-body-spirit connection, allowing you to live your life to the absolute fullest. Now, my clients tell me that I keep it real while providing them with accurate information to assist them along their journey as a spirit living a human existence. But they also say, if you really don't want to know, don't ask Monique. My background includes a doctorate in metaphysics, Reiki master teacher, ordained minister, and clinical hypnotherapist. So whether you are stressed, depressed, or possessed, I can help. To find out more about me and the services I offer, go to my website, and that's MoniqueChapman.com, and I invite you to like me on Facebook and follow me on Twitter and LinkedIn. My guest today, Sharon L. McAllister, has been a holistic therapist for over 25 years, specializing in holistic reflexology, soul recall, which is past life therapy, and crystal healing. She has taught reflexology and crystal healing at both the diploma and advanced level, and she lives and works in Scotland. Her book, Awakening Your Crystals, Achieving the Higher Potential of Healing Stones, is a full-color guide to programming crystals and harnessing their full potential. Welcome, Sharon.
Oh, thank you very much, Monique. Lovely to be here.
Oh, it's great to have you. Excellent book. Folks, it's a short read and beautifully illustrated. It's got so much color, you could almost like want to reach in and pick out the different stones, just pluck them out of the book. Great. Sharon, what got you interested in crystals? You have such a varied background.
Yeah, crystals were always a bit of a pull for me, and I think it was a natural thing working from being a holistic reflexologist and qualifying in that, and then going on to do soul recall therapy. It felt like I was kind of moving up the energetic empowerment scale working with clients, and crystals, of course, for me, turn up the volume. They turn up the volume when I'm working on my holistic reflexology clients. Mm-hmm. They're beautiful to engage in my therapy room when I'm seeing my past life soul recall therapy clients. And then, mm-hmm. of course, there's all the wonderful things that we can do with crystals, because crystals change, charge, and enhance the energy field. So it just was a really natural fit with those other therapies. And I have had some amazing teachers. And I think just being immersed in that crystal wisdom, I really felt that, it's just a glorious thing to work with. You'd never get to the top or the bottom of it. And of course, in producing the book, it was the start of really being able to pass that crystal wisdom on.
Okay. Well, in the book, you talk about crystals as being light energy. Explain that to our audience.
Yes. Well, crystals are light energy. The way that the crystal can change your energy is that it emits a stronger energy and helps purify and positively energize the energy that it meets, that is not positive or not flowing. So that could be the energy around your body, it could be the energy in your home, or it could be the energy in your street or your community. It could be an energy on the sore of the earth, somewhere where there's been like a scarring to the earth, for example, like a battlefield. We have a battlefield near where I live that is, I think, the bloodiest battle that was ever fought on British soil. And I've had the privilege to go and plant crystals there. And there are just infinite, amazing ways that you can work with crystals to positize an energy challenge. And it's very easy to get started on this kind of transmutive work for yourself or for your family. And there are many creative ways that you can apply crystals in your life. And of course, we've tried to fit as many as we possibly can into the book.
Well, you absolutely, excuse me, did that. As I said, folks, you look at the crystals and the pictures are so beautiful. You just want to pluck that crystal out and hold it in your hand. But of course, it's paper and you can't do that.
Yes. But they are gorgeous, the photographs, aren't they? That we're particularly delighted with some of those beautiful specimens that we've managed to get in there.
Yes, it's very, very nice. Now, Sharon, you know, I think people are basically aware of crystals and some of what they can do. We're going to delve deeper in a bit. But when someone wants to buy a crystal for, you know, let's say for healing,
yeah,
what should they do? I mean, they go, they see, like, say, a tray of rose quartz, and there's, you know, like, say, maybe 50 stones in front of them. How do they pick the right stone? And then after they pick the right stone, what's the next step they should do?
Well, I don't think you'd need to worry about picking the right stone. And I mentioned that in the book, actually, because in my experience, the right stone ends up kind of magnetizing to the energy. It meets the energy and the right stone gets to you. And I have actually, when I used to do courses, I used to have crystals that the students and the participants could buy. And I've seen people kind of swither. That is a great Scottish word, swither. It means you can't make your mind up. But I've seen people swither over two crystals, like picking one up and saying, wow, I really like this one, and then picking up another one and saying, but this one's really beautiful. I can't decide. Oh no, I'm going to get this one. And I have literally, and I mentioned this in the book, seen people come back in tears. I said, actually, I couldn't stop thinking about that other crystal. I've just got to have it, you know. That's the power of energy. It seems very strange, I think, to some people if you've never experienced that. But energy is a powerful thing. I mean, it's what puts people together in relationships, isn't it? You know, it's that thing that we can't explain. That thing we can't explain is energy. So don't worry too much if you've got your big box of rose quartz, and you know, and there's a good, you know, 10, 20, 30 or whatever in there, you'll get the right one. You'll get the right one. And when, of course, you've got your right crystal, yes, there are some basic things that you could do to take care of it because it's a light being like you are. So I always say, take good care of your crystals because really it's a bit like an athlete. Cleansing your crystal. I mean, you want to keep an athlete in good shape, don't you? And an athlete in good shape is gonna work and be so much better. And a crystal, if you look after it, if you cleanse it, if you care for it properly, you know, keep storage of crystals. I would say keep them in color, light vibration families. If you've got lots of crystals, you know, they like to be together in rays. So all your crystals on the pink rose ray, all your crystals on the blue ray, if you've got lots of them, keep them together like that. If you've got very special crystals, crystal wands or very special crystals, I have nice blue velvet cloths, midnight blue velvet cloths. I wrap those up and just to keep them protected because they have like fine points and things on them. But you know, they change, charge, and enhance the energy field. And you can't be near one and not experience some kind of change in the energy field. That's what crystals do. And so how do we get them to work in the maximum way? Well,
Well, we just need to look at what the problem is that requires that energetic shift, that transmutive change. And in the book, I focus particularly, because we talk about a lot of crystals in the book, but I focus particularly on what I like to call my A-team, my super eight. Mm-hmm. And those are the crystals that really have such a multitude of positive energy healing qualities that they can work so hard for you to help you to be on top of that wave of energy challenges that you have in your life. And I always say to people, let's be on top of the wave if we can. Let's not be under the wave when it comes to challenges. Now, I've been under the wave. I'm sure, you know, everybody's experienced being under the wave. You know, it's not a great place to be. We want to be on top of the energy wave. We want to be in a positive place. So let's put these crystals to the task. Let's feel ourselves coming up like a bubble to the surface. And we can do this, whether it's a health issue or it's an emotional challenge or a family challenge, whatever it is. The good news is, whatever it is energy. And you can change energy. You can become that light worker and that alchemist in your own personal universe. And in your own personal universe is your energy field. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the other thing that, you know, we were just chatting before the start of the show about being conscious, you know, about energy, about light work, and people who are going around who aren't conscious about energy and about light work. And I always say to people who, when they say to me, I don't think I've got an energy field. I think it's just me. I think I'm just a physical body. I say, well, look, you know, just go with this. But if you actually put out your hands like you're flying and you wiggle your fingers, say hello to the edge of your energy field, because that's mm-hmm. the real you. That's where the real you sits. You and your energy field extend right out to that point beyond your physical body. And just take a moment to kind of think about how many energies that you may mingle with every day. If you're queuing for a coffee, or you're on the bus or the train, or you're in the office, or you're walking down the street, do you always mingle with great, positive, lovely people? I hope you do, but because that's wonderful energy to be around. But if you are more if you're more energy challenged, and in truth most of us are, then crystals can be the most amazing energetic helpers for our own health and well-being, because they really are going to big up our own energy fields in positivity, and they've got the capacity to protect our energy fields. So they really are really good, hardworking energetic tools to have in our healing kit bag.
Okay. Well, folks, we're speaking with Sharon L. McAllister. The book, Awakening Your Crystals, Activate the Higher Potential of Healing Stones. It's available everywhere, so go online or go to your local bookstore and pick it up. Now, Sharon, you mentioned the Super 8 crystals. What are they? And give a quick overview of how they can help people so people have a further understanding. But, folks, she talks about more than the Super 8 in her book.
Yes, we've got lots, actually, lots and lots. But the Super 8, the reason I included the Super 8 is because, if you know, they can do so many things, and you know, they're really good energetic value. So they are rose quartz, which is absolutely fantastic for the vibration of peace, for healing the skin. I had a young man come to see me, actually, recently, who had had for quite some time a terrible kind of, not quite an acne, because it wasn't that deep into the tissue of the skin, but he had a surface skin condition. And, you know, really holism, we're talking about tools that work within holism. Mm-hmm. So what a rose quartz would do for that is, we got a lovely piece. I said to him, you know, you've got to keep this wonderfully clean. You've got to keep your skin clean. You've got to actually think of this holistically. Think about what you're eating, what you're drinking, you know, no sugary, fizzy drinks. You know, cut out all the kind of rubbishy foods that you've been having. Mm-hmm. Really think about working from within as well as without, because there's no point in working with a rose quartz on topical energetic skin application if you're still kind of stuffing yourself with stuff that's really not going to help your skin, because especially if you're in that hormonal flux, that mm-hmm. that's a lot of toxins going through your body. So you've got to, that's holism. You can't just sort of think like we're so steeped in a drug culture, aren't we, that often people are looking for that super quick fix, aren't they? Mm-hmm. And really when we're looking at crystals or anything like that, we have to look at all levels, you know, the physical, the emotional, the mental, and the spiritual, and think about what we can do to improve everything in order to have a healing result. But he did look at all of that. He was in not physical pain, but he was in a kind of a pain because that's how he faces the world, how his skin was. Mm-hmm. But what we could do with the rose quartz was charge the rose quartz for him, which meant we turned up the volume of the rose quartz. And what he did when his skin was beautiful and clean, and he'd started to use steam cloths to help, you know, get rid of the impurities and things like that. But after that, he worked over his skin with a nice kind of palm-sized flat piece of rose quartz, almost like a massage stone that was charged mm-hmm. up. And as he worked over his skin, it that plumps up the energy around the body, around the face. And so you're automatically, you see, this is who needs a facelift? You could be doing this, honestly. This is the most fabulous fabulous beauty secret, because it works for that, to have that beautiful plumped up vibrant skin. Take mm-hmm. a rose quartz, charge it up, take it over the face. Obviously he was using it to get the energy moving around the face, in as much as massage through like a steaming hot cloth would bring the blood circulating in the face. What the rose quartz does, it's making the energy around the skin, the energy above the body, mm-hmm. back to the energy field again. That is moving, and therefore it's not stagnant. Which is what you might have if you've got any kind of a skin condition. It's the same thing if you have something like, I don't know, like a wart, for example, something like that. Mm-hmm. If you might use a topical physical application that would work into the skin, but that won't move the stagnant energy, because whenever you have something physical, you also have something happening in the energy field. Mm-hmm. So probably above a wart, you would have this cloud of, like a little cloud of negative energy. I would say to people, think of one of those wiry little pan scrubbers in miniature, you know, and that's sitting in the energy field above this blemish or wart on your skin. Mm-hmm. But you could also, for something very specific, like a wart, you could use a rose quartz terminated point. You could cleanse it, which we tell you all about doing that in the book. And then you could charge that rose quartz, program it, and that's why we've included all these programs, because really then you're a bit like you would program a computer, because it's an energy. You're programming the rose quartz to absorb the negative energy and charge the skin with positive energy. And if you do that as well as using your topical application, then you'll find that the wart goes, because things like warts return, because you're only treating the physical. If you treat the energy as well, you've got more chance of that holistic healing.
Yeah, I get it. Two things. Here in the United States, they're selling these products, and it's actually a stone on a roller. I've seen commercials for rose quartz. And
oh, yes, I've seen those too.
And the thing, you know, for the women to put it on their face for longevity, you know, beauty and longevity and all of that.
Yeah.
Okay. It wasn't quite.
I would say that's good. That's good.
Okay.
But as long as you energy cleanse it, and if it's a nice, good piece of crystal, it's not been too messed about with, because sometimes they're in sort of attachments and things, aren't they?
Yeah.
But if you cleanse it and you charge up that energy, and like I say, we tell you how to do all of that in the book. Mm-hmm. Yes, just make sure that it's not going to be anything that, you know, as you roll that over your skin, that's going to catch you in any way, because it's not so much about the crystal, it's about how the ones I've seen are sort of in a kind of fitting, aren't they, that kind of allows it to roll. So, be careful of that.
Okay. And my second question is, and it's kind of, we're talking about the skin diseases. And, you know, again, here in the States, you know, every 2 seconds you hear a commercial for psoriasis or eczema or things like that. Would this rose quartz that you're talking about, this procedure, help with healing that also?
Yes. Anything like that to do with the skin. And really, if your skin was very sensitive, then what you would do, and again, we talk about this in the book, is you could wear a piece of rose quartz. Mm-hmm. You could wear it on a pendant over your heart chakra, and you could cleanse that and program that in order to work particularly with your skin. And you could also carry a piece in a pouch. The reason I say pouch, and again, I discuss this in the book, is I think ladies will find there aren't as many pockets in their garments as there are in men's. And I do think that my men clients do tend to have all sorts of rubbish in their pockets as well. And it's nice if you can keep a crystal separate from money, keys and things like that, which gather up their own kind of negative energy as well as their sort of flung about in life. Yes, it's nice if you can keep them in a pouch, and you've less chance of losing, because it doesn't have to be a big piece of rose quartz. That's the great thing. It doesn't have to be costly. It can be a nice, inexpensive piece, and it still works.
Yeah, and the energy is still in it. You know, you cleanse it and you program it, set your energy.
Yes.
They will work for you, people. Now,
they will.
Sharon, in your book, you talk about the three states of being for a gemstone. Tell us about those.
Yes, that's not something that we see talked about very much, actually.
No.
The crystal states are fully explained in the book. They are dormant, active, and igniters. And in pre-Atlantis, we didn't have the dormant state. That is a slight spoiler alert, because my next book contains some fascinating information about the crystal history of our planet, the great crystal ages, in terms of what we need to know about that right now. But for now, we've put as much as we can into this first book. Now I've included some very key information on this in Awakening Your Crystals. But for dormant, I think very simply, we need to think asleep or powered down. And for the active state of crystals, we need to think awake or powered up. And for the ignited state, we need to think of these working crystals like fully powered, fully switched on. And that's crystals working individually. And when crystals work together, then they make up this whole other energy pattern. They each have their strengths. And they work in unison like a beautiful choir, striking those individual vibrational notes for healing. And these vibrations of molecular resonance work like a tuning fork, striking that healing note for your energy to follow and emulate. I think that musical note thing, you know, following that tune, following that energy, because that sound is a vibration. It's mm-hmm. exactly the same, you know, if it's a depleted emotional energy field, if it's your heart chakra, you know, whatever it is, and you get the right crystal for the right job, that's what it's doing. It's making your energy field plump up in the way that it should. And most of us actually not paying attention to our energy fields very much. Mm-hmm. We're going around quite energy challenged, really. You know, if we're not doing an awful lot for our energy fields, that's bound to happen, isn't it? If we didn't brush our teeth before we went out in the morning, eventually we'd have a problem, wouldn't we? And that's what I say to people. Your energy feels the same. If you're not looking after it, you could really expect to have a problem.
Mm-hmm. Or two.
Or two. Yes.
You know, what I found fascinating in your book, which is something I wasn't quite aware of, and that was the stone of pyrite and pyrite in the kitchen. I always associated pyrite with, attracting abundance, that type of thing. So
yes.
Tell us about pyrite in the kitchen. I was quite surprised.
Well, pyrite has a very, very special place, because the focus in the book really for pyrite, as well as its healing qualities, it's more in its capacity to be able to absorb negative electromagnetic energy from all the household appliances which are zapping us. And I've got an illustration of that in the book. I thought that was important, really, to bring home to people, because we don't think about the energy coming off wires and electrical fittings in our walls or in our sockets. Or, you know, what's happening when we're making merry with all the appliances in our kitchens, which we do, you know, that's modern mm-hmm. life, isn't it? But that is all, you know, that's really quite a charge running around your home. And it's the same for your televisions and your computers, and particularly your cell phones, because, you know, I've got children, and increasingly children want cell phones at younger and younger ages. And, you know, they've got finer developing energy fields. And, you know, I am convinced that it's going to be a bit like smoking. You know, when the cigarette companies were telling us all that, you know, if you look back at all of that, they were telling people it was absolutely fine to smoke, it's not a problem, and there were even adverts saying it was healthy, and you know, all that time they knew that it wasn't, it was bad, and it was really making people very ill. And I honestly feel that, you know, one day we will wake up and somebody will admit that this is what's happening with this negative electromagnetic energy emission. But the great thing is, the positive thing is, it's energy. And because it's energy, we can do something about it. We can change it. Mm-hmm. And pyrite is a fantastic thing to have, you know, where you put your mobile phone, or, you know, if you go around with a handbag and that's where your mobile phone lives. I actually have a lovely little bead of pyrite that I have on a little chain that's attached to my phone. I have bits of pyrite, you know, I have a lovely, you can have a large decorative piece that's kind of doing the whole lot of your kitchen, or you could have smaller pieces dotted about. Pyrite, if you go away with nothing else, pyrite's the one you need to get, because you know, none of us really wants to be moving around in that negative soup of energy. That's not good for us.
Right. But what about, you know, the young people, millennials and younger, who are addicted to the video games?
Well,
them, if any.
You know, yes, absolutely. Now, that's a very difficult one, because something really changes in your energy field if you engage in that way, if you watch too much television or if you're gaming. And then, you know, then there's the quality of the kind of games. You know, I know people, young people, who say to me, well, I enjoy playing games, but I can't really find very positive ones. You know, that they are all shoot 'em up kind of things and negative stuff. And, you know, that's, you know, a constant barrage of that on your energy field is not good. So in the book, I talk about how to align, you know, if it's your child that's doing it, how to align your child, how to literally sit your child in front of you, move your hands through their energy field, and ask that you cleanse their energy field of all negative energy, and that you veil their negative energy, that you veil their sort of their energy field in positive energy. And of course, you can, you know, if you can get them to wear them, some young people are very happy to wear crystals. Some of them, you know, are not so happy, but that doesn't matter, because as a mom, you know, you can still have crystals. You can put crystals in their bedrooms. You can put crystals in and around the home. You know, I've got my youngest at home is 15, and I think he's been the most hormonal out of all my children, and being, you know, quite, because, you know, the more hormones are just like little demons, aren't they? They can be quite challenging. So I have a beautiful fluorite octahedra, actually, which we've programmed particularly for that, just for greater harmony, greater flow, greater peace. And you find that, you know, put that somewhere central in the home. I have it in my kitchen. And, of course, each time that person, you know, we're all moving as a family through the energy around that fluorite octahedra. So we're all moving through a little wash and a little charge of harmony and flow, fluorite for flow you write. And that just helps to just take down that charge of kind of combative energy. It just helps you all to kind of just move around each other, move around each other's karmic stuff in a much more positive and a much more harmoniously engaging way. So, and when you're dealing with that, teenagers are quite challenging. When you're dealing with that, really, you need all the help you can get. And crystals, because they make that energy charge, it's just fantastic. Plus, I have two beautiful pieces of rose quartz outside my front door. So everybody that comes in and out, you know, each time we're in and out the door, and each time somebody else comes in and out the door, they're getting a wonderful veil wash of the light of peace. What could be nicer than that?
I find that quite fascinating. I don't have the rose quartz, but what I have in my front door when one comes in is a huge piece, and it's very decorative, of black obsidian.
Oh, beautiful.
They walk through, all the negative energy goes into the rock and knocks out.
Yeah. Oh, that is exactly it, isn't it? And oh, that sounds fantastic. That's it. I think you just go with what crystal really means something to you, or really what appeals to you. Mm-hmm. And I feel that some people, I think what I try to focus on here are eight crystals that are very, very readily available for mm-hmm. anybody, wherever they are, to get hold of mm-hmm. and really get, you know, with this super eight, different sizes, different shapes, get going with lots of stuff that they're going to have going on in their everyday life. But of course you go with the thing that just sings out to you, don't you? That's important to you, because when you meet that crystal and it calls you, you oh dear, you can't ignore it, can you?
No, it tells you what to do and where to do. It definitely leads you down a wonderful path. Now, you haven't spoken about one of my favorite stones, and I wear this 24/7. I actually had surgery and had to argue with the surgeon because he wanted me to take it off. I eventually did, but I put it right back on, and that's amethyst.
Yes, amethyst. Oh, absolutely. Because amethyst is it's a spiritual strengthener. So if you've gone through, and it's a protector as well. So if you've gone through something very, very challenging, you know, then it's the perfect thing. And funnily enough, my older teenagers, they absolutely love, because they're moving out in the world much more, and they all wear amethyst. And I think that's because they go out in the world and they find it challenging, you know, just the sort of people they are meeting, the people that they're around, and they mm-hmm. feel happier that they're actually wearing amethyst. But yes, it's great for absorbing any kind of negative energy and negative emotional energy as well. It's a great emotional cleanser. It's the stone of transmutation. So if you're working on purifying your four lower bodies, it's fantastic for that. It's great for working in the environment. You know, when I first set off with a therapy clinic, a holistic therapy clinic, many, many, many years ago, I and a group of therapists got together. And we weren't in the greatest part of town because that was all we could afford. Mm-hmm. And we found, you know, we were being kind of robbed, and things were happening to our beautiful building that we were building, you know, this light space, and we were quite disheartened. And then we got together and we planted a circuit of amethyst in the land around the building that we were using in not such a great part of town. And it was incredible. So this amethyst circuit really created this circuit of light, and it's incredible because I was only talking to somebody the other day who said, which is quite funny in a way, but they had this cat that keeps coming in the garden and using their garden as a loo, a toilet. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, you know, amethyst plant the garden, because basically it is a kind of a subconscious, it creates a subconscious influence, if you like, and the cat will move on to other places. So mm-hmm. crystal circuits are fantastic things for a great variety of end users. You know, if you want to raise the vibration of your neighborhood, or like you say, like we were doing with our therapy space, if you want to just protect that's protective light shield, it definitely makes a difference. We definitely saw that. In fact, we just decided afterwards that was why we were put there to just test out that whole thing and experience it, the before and after of the amethyst circuit.
Mm-hmm.
So how did you use your amethyst, Monique? Did you you were wearing it?
I have one that it's a pendant, and it's actually it was made by a Hopi Indian. And
oh, beautiful.
And the let's see. Well, the amethyst is oval shaped, and it's encased in a very thin layer of gold. And then there's a Hopi Indian figure around it in the form of the thinking man.
Wow.
I found this in Sedona many years ago when I went, you know, just to get away and to see Sedona. And the price was partially shown, so I thought it was $24.95. So I'm like, yeah, I like that. I'll buy that. And then it turned up to be $249 and some change. And I was like, I wasn't prepared at that time, but, you know, I was determined to have it.
Yes.
I got it. I don't bargain on my stones. I truly feel that's a disservice to the stone. But I found a way to pay for it at a time that I wasn't, you know, planning on making a purchase. And that worked very well. And then as you have in your book, I have put amethyst around my property as protection. And so near that, my front door, when you come in, there's a stone altar there, and I have very many, many, I have maybe about 40 different stones, and I do have amethyst there, and that balances out the room. And then my home office is the color of amethyst, so
beautiful,
liking you know, the amethyst and carrying the energy. For me, it's calming and protecting. And then it also raises the spiritual vibration. Now, you had mentioned in your book that if someone is feeling ill, they should wear the color violet or as close to amethyst as possible. How does that help?
Well, because the violet ray is the is about transmutation. So that's what it does. It really helps you with that transmutational energy. So, yes, color vibration is important. It's one of those parts of holistic healing. It's as much as you can do. If you're really feeling that down and that ill, then it's everything that you can put at it, really. So, yes, if you can wear violet, if you can you know, have amethyst around you, then you will, honestly, it will make such a difference. But, you know, talking about your pendant and talking about that flow coming to you, you know, you didn't expect to be able to get it, but the universe obviously showed you that, and the universe gave you the wherewithal to get it, didn't it? Because you were meant to have it, and it's beautiful, isn't it? That synchronicity, when you just sort of think that seems like impossible for me right now, but actually, no, that's a gift, and you have it. It's for you.
And you know, it's amazing because I got this, as I said, a very long time ago. I wear it daily, and nothing, it's like my companion. It's like my
child.
Works very well. Now, let me ask you a question. What if you're wearing a crystal for a long time, then all of a sudden a crystal breaks?
Yes. Do you know what my teacher used to say to me when I have wept over some of my crystals. I dropped once a beautiful, beautiful wand, and I was heartbroken. My teacher said to me, "Oh no, that's great. You've got two now." that's the way. And I thought, "Oh yes, that's positive, isn't it? You know, snipple, snipple." But it is, isn't it? Really, that, you know, there's always a positive. You know, we look at things in the physical in a curious way sometimes. But yes, so if it breaks, yes, sometimes if it breaks, it can be telling you something. I've worked with people who are really very ill, and you know, crystals do change. They really do change. You know, crystals can become cloudy. Well, my very first diploma course that I taught, the students bought me at the end of the course a most beautiful crystal, and it with rutiles in it. It was a smoky quartz with rutiles, and each of those rutiles is really about a karmic thread. And every time I looked at this particular crystal, I thought, is it me? It seems to be getting denser and denser. You know, it seemed to just be gathering rutiles, but yes, it is. And so if you have something like that, the important thing to do is meditate with that crystal and really try and tune in and see what it is that the crystal wants you to, what the universe wants you to know, because of course, that synchronicity of life, that synchronicity of being awakened and open and intuitive and growing and increasingly intuitive, then
you know, you see signs everywhere, don't you? And often yeah. meditating with the crystal, you'll have some insight about what's going on in your life that you maybe just were ignoring. So on one side, you've got two crystals. On another, maybe your crystal's trying to speak to you.
Okay. Well, we haven't talked about citrine, and that's also one of my favorites. It's a bright yellow. It's also stone. I keep some in my wallet, and I keep some in the money corner in my office to keep things flowing. But talk about Christian, I was really surprised when you talked about cleansing the bathroom with citrine.
Yes. I know, it's funny, isn't it, that? But it is. It is. It's a fantastic physical cleanser. I have it all over my kitchen and all over my bathroom, because that's the place where we want to keep energy very pure and very flowing. Mm-hmm. So it promotes clean, clear energy. That's what you need to think there. And so, yes, round your toilets. Obviously not the same crystals. keep a good bathroom set and keep mm-hmm. keep a separate kitchen set, obviously. But I have it in my dishwasher and around where I have food, other pieces around where I have food preparation. And yes, we've got in the book, we have a beautiful recipe for making an emotional purifying drink. So that raises joy and vitality, and we all need a bit more of that, don't we? So you can make a beautiful kind of gem elixir kind of thing, and that is lovely. That is a purifying drink, and it basically it's spring water that is charged with citrines, and so it's the energy of the citrine that goes into the water, and that's what gives you that that uplift, that raises the vibration of your vitality and your sense of joy. So, and you can get that also through wearing a citrine over the solar plexus. I have a really beautiful antique piece of citrine I wear on a very long, long, long chain over the solar plexus, and it's incredible, really incredible. And it's really because of the sense of vitality and the sense of joy. It's one of the reasons that we picked that beautiful citrine to be on the front cover of the book.
Yeah. It's absolutely gorgeous. And, you know, that caught my eye, and I looked up, and I have one that's very close to it.
Do you? Wow.
So I was like, oh, wow. So even before looking at the book, I'm like, yeah, she's going to be on the podcast.
That's amazing, because I looked at that and thought, that crystal. So to have, that's amazing to have one like that. That is incredible.
Yeah, I'll take a picture and send you an email. Now, the last
thing
I want to talk about before you going is Unikite. Now, that's one I'm really not familiar with. So share, please.
Yes, Unikite. And again, it doesn't have to be a big piece of Unikite, but it is what we call the team stone. And I think if you, and obviously because I've had a corporate job, I know how challenging it can be if you're in business to have everybody singing from the same hymn sheet, everybody moving in the same forward focus. But it doesn't matter really whether it's business or it's, you know, your football team or it's, or family stuff, really. If you program a Unikite in that way, and if it was your business, you had it centrally in your office, that really is about the harmony, harmonizing, promoting harmony, promoting balance, promoting unification, promoting common unity, community. So it's a fantastic, fantastic stone to work with. It has the capacity as well to draw universal light to the environment, so it's a nice thing to use. I like to make cairns in the garden, you know, like Scottish, we have lots of Scottish ancient cairns where somebody trudges up a high mountain and puts a pile of cobbles together. Uh-huh. And occasionally you will see unusual stones placed on the top of them, you know, it's quite peculiar actually. But you can make them in your garden, and Unikite to draw a beautiful energy to the area around your home. And Unikite is a lovely thing to put on top of a cairn, programmed really to draw that universal light to your environment, to raise the vibration of the environment around you. It's a great one if you have a challenging person coming to stay with you as well. And I know we're moving to that time of the year where we might be we might have relatives descending on us, and that's fantastic. But you know, everybody's family has a challenging one, don't they? we do in our family, and invariably you you might say, oh no, Auntie so and so is not coming in, are they? Oh dear. But you know, well, get your unikite out because because it'll be so much more harmonious.
Okay, well, I think I'm going to run down and get some immediately.
yes.
Okay, well, we're almost at the end of our time, and I've really enjoyed our conversation today. What pearl of wisdom would you like to leave the listeners with?
Just say that again, Monique. I just lost that.
What words of wisdom, what little gem would you like to leave our listeners with?
Well, I think the main thing is to really be open-minded to crystals and remember that crystals change, charge, and enhance. And you can't ever be near a crystal and not experience some of that. And so that's why they're really great to use. And I'd be really happy if people who hadn't used them before maybe were more open-minded now to give them a whirl.
Okay, well said. Well, Sharon, thank you for being with me. I greatly appreciate it, and I appreciate the audience for being with us tonight as we collectively get over it. The divine in me honors the divine in you. I truly appreciate everyone's time and attention. And when you're ready to raise your vibration and shift your energy, you can give me a call. Intuitive consultations, 30 minutes or longer, are offered at a 10% discount if you mention the podcast. Love yourself enough to make an investment in yourself and make that call. 888-240-6057. And remember, the most important choice that you can make is what you choose to make important. Consider making the masterful choice of awakening your crystals. Abundant blessings, light, and love to all. Namaste.